It's Wednesday and time for our Neighbors in Action segment when Current State features people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing and Mid-Michigan a better place. Today we learn about a nonprofit working to make dance classes affordable for low-income kids in Lansing, Detroit, and Romulus. We sat down with Dance Incorporated student Amaya Fuller and Chief Operating Officer Shadoria Robinson yesterday. Shadoria told us the program, which now spans three cities and serves over 200 kids, got its start while she was an undergrad right here at Michigan State.
We got started in 2007, August. Rosalind English, she's executive director of the organization, now running the Detroit program. Me and her were staying at the Wilson Hall, and we decided that we wanted to get more involved with kids and youth, especially working over the summer with Parks and Recs Community Center. We saw a lot of talented kids that were going home watching So You Think You Can Dance. They were basically looking at all the different genres of dance they could do, and they were coming in trying to learn different things from us. So we just said to ourselves, what if we can make it affordable for low-income students like these people, like these girls? So from then on, we just started teaching them different things in the genre of dance, and then we got their parents involved, and therefore we got started with dance.
Did you grow up dancing?
I did. I started dancing when I was 6 years old.
Okay, so you could relate to all of this energy wanting to go somewhere in terms of dance. And dance stands for Developing and Nurturing Community Empowerment.
Yes, it
does. How did you come up with that name?
Well, I know it's a long name, but when we talk about developing and nurturing community empowerment, we look at all the different aspects of what we could do to help youth out. One, we have our educational services. We require, especially our STARS dance students, to stay above a 3.0 in school. If not, they're required to do tutoring. We do community service throughout Lansing, Romulus, and Detroit. And then we have our dance classes, and where we're looking towards going more into a performing arts genre altogether within the new coming years. But that's kind of where the developing and nurturing community power came from. We also mentor the kids.
Okay. So there's more than just dance going on.
Yes.
And what are the ages of the kids you work with?
Our kids range anywhere from 2.5 years old up to 18.
Amaya, how did you first get involved with Dance Incorporated?
Well, my mom had seen one of their shows, and I hadn't really taken any classes. Like, I haven't really joined a dance team like that, and I was just taking regular individual classes. And so I haven't joined a dance class in a while, and so my mom was like, we should join this dance class, see how it goes so far, to see if you would like it and if you want to stay. And so at first, I didn't really like dance that much like that until we like actually started doing performances and everything, and I was like, yeah, I love dancing. It really brings my personality out.
So you're how old now, and how old were you when you first started dancing?
I first started dancing when I was 3.
Wow.
And I am 12 years old right now.
Okay, so you've been at it a while. What kinds of dance classes are you taking?
I take jazz, ballet, tap, lyrical, contemporary, and modern.
I had no idea there were so many different kinds of dance. You have quite a few offerings. That's pretty impressive. What's your favorite one, Amaya?
I like jazz and contemporary the most.
Okay. Shadoria, what's the need for this kind of programming in Lansing? Talk to us about that.
Well, when you look at different dance studios locally in like Detroit, Romulus, and Lansing areas, their tuition range is anywhere from $950 to about $1,100. And because we offer everything low income, we choose a sliding scale fee. So our monthly program fees range from $350, depending on how many hours you want to put in or how many hours the student wants to commit, to $950. However, in the reality of it, most of our kids are on financial assistance, and they are using that sliding scale fee.
Talk to us a little bit more about the academic tutoring and the community service projects, too. There's more going on here than just dance.
Yes. Our educational portion of it, we work with, in Lansing, we're at the Network Village Center, and we work with MSU students that come in and tutor their after-school program, and the girls are allowed to also be in that after-school program with them, and they're getting all their tutoring and everything through them. However, if the kids fall below a 3.0 or they're receiving an F or a D in any of their classes, they're required to do this tutoring. We believe that education is really important, so...
What about the community service projects?
In Lansing, we've done community services such as the Gleaners Food Bank on Saturdays. That's also in Detroit. We've done the Breast Cancer Walk. We volunteered for them this past, what was it?
November.
It was cold, too. And we also have done potluck dinners for the community where we work out of.
Amaya, have you gotten the chance to participate in any of the community service projects?
Yes, most of them have.
What kinds? Which ones?
The Gleaners, the Breast Cancer Walk, and the Potluck.
What do you like about being involved in the larger community?
Well, it really helps me with my confidence, and I like just helping out people and everything.
Shadoria, how many students does Dance Incorporated have amongst all the locations?
Amongst all the locations, we have about 225 students.
And here in Lansing, that's how many?
45.
How many of the kids in your program are all of the kids in your program low income or receive financial assistance?
Yes.
Okay. And Amaya, the dancers in the STARS program compete on a national level, from what I understand. What's the experience of competing in that been like for you?
Well, when we do competitions and everything, it's really fun. It's nice to see other dance teams and how they work and all their dances that they do. And it's really nice to just go on stage and like dance and have judges judge you and take what I've learned and take their notes and everything that they've said for us to work on. It really helps me, and it really, you see like a growth when we do regular dance classes.
I'm sure. How many hours do you put in a week on dance? You ever counted? Is it a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shadoria, what kind of response do you get from parents of your dancers?
We get a lot of different responses from our dancers and the parents of our dancers. One, they're really grateful that we've brought the program to the different cities that we've chosen to take the program to, because without the organization, some of their kids would never have the opportunity to do dance. A lot of the parents always tell us thank you, and they're really helpful within volunteering their services and helping out wherever they can.
Where do you get funding to offset the cost of the programs?
As of right now, we've been working off of many grants, the program fees, a lot of fundraising, and then board of directors donations. And also we take sponsorships and other donations in also.
Amaya, you've done some traveling with this STARS program. Do you have a favorite memory from any of those trips?
My favorite memory would have to be when we all went to New Jersey.
You've been that far afield. Wow.
Yes.
And what style of dance did you compete in then?
We competed in hip-hop.
That's another offering.
Yes, it is.
Is that right? And what do you think is the most important thing dance has taught you?
Dance has taught me to become a leader and not stay with my individual crowd, but make sure people see me and make sure that people know that I want to be a great dancer when I get older.
Has the Dance Incorporated experience made you think about becoming a professional dancer?
Yes.
Yeah. You'd really like to pursue that?
Yes.
That's exciting. Shadoria, if people want to volunteer with Dance Incorporated, what kinds of opportunities are there for them to get involved?
They can definitely help with tutoring as a volunteer opportunity. They can help with mentoring. They can volunteer their services and help us with any of the community service activities that we do outside of the dance.
Mm-hmm.
We're always looking for people to come do workshops with the kids as far as like leadership skills or just life skills in general. And they can also help volunteer as far as dancing.
And I understand you got a benefit event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yes, we're having a benefit dinner in order to raise funds for our financial assistance programs. It will be held February 7th, 2015 at the Garden Theater in Detroit, Michigan. Our tickets range from starting at $75, and then we have sponsorship levels that go from there. You can visit www.theballmasque.com.
We've been talking about Dance Incorporated. It's a nonprofit working to make dance affordable for low-income kids around Michigan, including Lansing. Our guests today have been dance student Amaya Fuller and Chief Operating Officer Shadoria Robinson. Thanks for joining us, and good luck. And Current State could always use more Neighbors in Action nominations, and we know there are people and organizations out there that are doing excellent work. Please help us out. Send us an email. Tell us about them, currentstate@wkar.org, or tweet us suggestions at KAR Current State. In your emails, put Neighbors in Action in the subject line and tell us why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.